everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead podcast, or the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
And I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear, The Walking Dead, Season 1, Episode 2, entitled So Close Yet So Far. It was written by Marco Ramirez, who has done other work such as Daredevil, the TV show.
Oh, great show.
On Netflix. If you have not watched it, oh my gosh, so good. Like, we may have to podcast that for second season. I liked it that much. Oh, but you didn't watch all of it, right?
No, I only watched the first couple of episodes.
Okay, I thought it was really, really good throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, and, you know, watch the episode end here and there.
Okay.
So I need to go back and watch. But what I've seen, I mean, I just had so much going on around that time.
Yeah.
But what I've seen, you know, I would love to watch the whole series.
Yeah, it was really good. Probably so far my favorite Netflix. Well, Marco Polo was really good too.
Oh, yeah.
But it was close with Marco Polo. It's high as far as Netflix series go.
Okay.
Yep, and he also did Orange is New Black and Sons of Anarchy. All of those shows, of course, on Netflix.
Yeah, this guy has a great resume.
Yeah, pretty good resume. And then it was directed by Adam Davidson, who has done Community, Hell on Wheels, About a Boy, and Bat Teacher, the TV show, Bat Teacher.
Oh, I guess it evens itself out.
Yeah, because I was like, those are all comedy. Well, I don't know what Hell on Wheels I've seen. Like, I've seen...
I guess they didn't want it to go too dark, you know what I'm saying? You know, Daredevil...
I think Hell on Wheels is a serious show. I've never seen it, but I think it comes on AMC. You know how you see trailers for something?
Yeah.
So I think I've seen trailers for it. So I think it's a serious show, but just seeing Community, About a Boy, and Bat Teacher.
Right.
And then he had some other stuff I just didn't want to jot down for long. Like, he had The Following, the TV show.
Okay.
So he is diverse.
Man, that's what you should name first.
Sorry.
But The Following.
Well, I already wrote down like the three names, and I was like, fuck it. I already got two three names. I didn't feel like writing down the fourth.
I mean, that should have been number one. That's a hot show.
Yeah, I haven't seen the latest season, season three, but yeah. I'll wait until it comes to Netflix. All right, so before we get into the recap and before we talk about what we liked, I do want to go over some of the new characters real quickly. We have Chris, and we met Chris last week, but he just had such a small role.
Yeah, he had a phone call.
Yeah, he had a phone call, although Liza did too, and I gave her an introduction. But
yeah, gave her all kind of kudos for the phone call.
I did.
She did a great acting job.
I did.
The phone call was amazing.
I see a little Alita coming back this episode, really. I was like, is that Alita or Liza? Because she was kind of mean, but whatever.
Yeah, I told you couldn't tell her acting skills from that one phone call.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
All she said was hello.
She said more than that, but okay. But Chris, his real name is Lorenzo James Henry, and he's on Twitter. I don't know his Twitter name, but I know I've seen, like, when I'm looking up Fear the Walking Dead, it does look like he's active with his tweets. I just haven't tweeted him yet. I kind of feel weird about tweeting celebrities. It just seems
not
so...
Not me.
Really? You tweeted a celebrity?
See? I plead the fifth.
I don't think I've ever tweeted... Oh, wait, I did. The other day, I, like, replied to... Robert Kirkman, he wrote a tweet and I replied to it.
You know, I think I tweeted the whole cast of Ballers.
Oh, I didn't even think about doing that. Okay. Well, maybe I'll tweet someone and maybe if they respond, I'll get like super happy. It's just like putting yourself out there. I don't know.
Well, I mean, this is what we do for a living.
Right, right.
We talk about them.
Yeah, that's true.
Might as well talk to them.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I'll tweet one of them, see if they want to join the podcast one episode. You always hear about people having... you know, stars from the shows they cover on their podcast. And I guess the only way they do that is to actually ask them.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. But anywho, his name is Lorenzo James Henry. I can't read my own handwriting. But he's played on Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. We won't fault him for that. Although, I've seen Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 because I took the kids. And it was actually kind of decent. I actually found myself laughing. I'm like, am I laughing, damn it? You know, but so it was pretty decent. And he was also on NCIS Los Angeles and on Star Trek 2009. I'm like, who was he on Star Trek? You know, I've seen that movie 100 times.
Yeah, who was he?
He was like one of the young kids because, of course, that was 2009. He was probably like 10. So 2009, he was one of the young kids that was messing with, I've seen the movie 100 times, but I don't know the guy's name. What's the guy that's like doesn't have emotions?
Oh, Spock.
Yeah, Spock. I should know that. Spock. He was. Remember when Spock was getting like bullied when he was a kid?
Yeah.
He was one of the kids.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's still cool. Like, you'd be able to
that
say,
is cool.
I was on Star Trek. You just put that on your resume and you always get a job. And then next we have Ophelia. And I didn't get to hear her name that much, so I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong. But it's Ophelia. Her real name is Mercedes Mason. and she's the daughter when they go to that barbershop.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's going to be on the show. So I think that's going to be the core group, that family. And things she's played on is the Astronaut Wives Club, Anger Management, and NCIS. And then we have Daniel Salazar, who was the barbershop guy. He's been on a lot of stuff. I forgot to write his real name down. It was Ruben something, though. And he's played on The Counselor, Safe House, and Spoken Word. My bad. We're taping already, so.
Yeah.
And then the lady's name, his wife, you can assume, Mrs. Salazar. Her real name is Patricia Reyes Spindola. I apologize if I pronounced that wrong. Based on IMDb, the only other work I've seen, it seems like it's all in Spanish because all the titles look like Spanish. So I'll try to pronounce them as best as I can. La Calle de la...
Okay, you know how to pronounce them.
Okay.
She have a lot of work. She has a large body.
She has a large
body of work.
Yeah, she has a large body of work. Todos están muertos? Whatever. So, anywho.
Because you jacked it all up.
My bad. I might be pronouncing it right for all you know.
I doubt it.
But yeah, she had a big resume. And we'll see where these characters go. So these are just some new characters that were introduced.
That's cool.
Yep. So before we get into our recap, what'd you think?
Oh, you know what I think. Like I said last night on the Instant Cast, it was a great show. I mean, it had every emotion you could think of.
Yeah.
There was some little sadness to it. It was like, well, you know, like I said last night, it wasn't really a happy situation. I guess the happy situation could be when Nick saved his sister.
Yeah.
On accident.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess that's a happy moment. The sad, sad moment.
What was that?
It's when Matt...
Oh, die.
Well, we don't know if he... Well, he's dead.
He's dead.
Matt's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
I think I love the episode. When we did a podcast on Instant Cast on it last night. So if you guys haven't listened to that, it's only like 15 minutes long. You want to go ahead and listen to that? I mean, you don't have to, but it's just our immediate thoughts on what we thought of the episode. But yeah. I guess since we've been watching Walking Dead now for 5 years, I'm kind of desensitized to, like, the sadness. I'm like, oh, that's sad. Matt died. That's too bad. Like I'm zero emotion. I'm like Beth. Remember Beth said, I don't cry no more? I'm like Beth, you know, I don't cry no more. Because it was sad, but it was kind of like, oh, at least it's not my core group, you know, because I've already kind of got a bond with the, you know, Travis, Madison, sort of.
But you know, you should have got a bond with Matt.
Why?
I mean, he had more roles in the first episode than
Calvin.
Calvin, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it may be because I knew he was going to die. I just knew it.
Yeah, he was your pick for...
He was my pick. Yeah, he was my pick. So I wish that we had, like, a prize to give out to these awards that we're doing. So I could have won that prize because that was my most likely to die person.
Most likely to die.
But it was good. It was a good episode. All right, so we're going to go over our likes and then our dislikes. If this is your first time tuning in, it's only our second podcast, so whatevs. So we go over our likes, our dislikes, and then we'll do some awards at the end. All right, so first on our likes, and this was kind of my personal like. It's not that big a deal, but it does not have a theme song. It just has that little dun, the music that we play at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, it's straight to the show.
Straight to the show, which I like. I know it's weird. It's a weird thing of mine that I don't like theme songs. Like when people say Game of Thrones and they're always talking about how Game of Thrones comes on differently each time. I'm like, who pays attention to that shit?
Yeah, get to the show.
Get to the show. Like I've seen this come on 100 times and Game of Thrones is like my favorite show besides, you know, all the other ones I say are my favorite shows, Walking Dead and Good Wife. But Game of Thrones, it's like, damn, that theme song, I got to listen to it every time I watch Game of Thrones for a minute and a half. And even with Walking Dead. Now with this Walking Dead, I don't really mind theirs because you hear that theme song of Walking Dead, you just get so excited. You're like, oh, shit's about to get real. You get excited. But even then, I don't sit there and watch TV while the theme song's coming on. That's when you're like, okay, get my last minute drinks, whatever I didn't get before the show started, you know. But other than that, I really hate theme songs of shows. I hate it. It's like, why? We've seen it. Do it once and then that's it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the last theme song that I loved was probably Cheers.
Oh, yeah. See, and I was just going to say, there are some theme songs.
I think that's the last great one.
Yes, because I actually used to stay up, ask my mom, can I stay up when I was a kid so I could hear Cheers come on? And then I would try to sneak and stay in the room, hoping she didn't notice I was there because I loved the Cheers theme song. And then, of course, there's Friends. Everyone loves the Friends.
Yeah, Friends.
You know, so there are some good theme songs, but I guess now it's just like, I don't want to hear it. So like I said, it's not that big a deal. Next season they have a theme song, so be it, but just a small like. All right, next on our list is Nick's withdrawals. That was pretty crazy.
I think he did an excellent job this episode.
Definitely. He was looking for drugs at Matt's house. I'm guessing that's what he was looking for when they went to Matt's house.
Yeah.
He was all in the bathrooms, and he told his mom, he's like, I'm about to step into a world of shit. He's like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, these withdrawals is not going to be cool. So just getting some information on heroin withdrawal.
So heroin, that's his drug of choice.
Yes. Last week we were trying to discuss, like, what was his drug of choice, and it was heroin. And just some things I found online, and I don't mean to offend anyone if someone's listening to this, they've been through heroin withdrawal, and they're like, fuck you, that's not what I felt like. I don't mean to do that. I just read some things, and I'm just giving you what I found online. All right, so heroin withdrawal, as they said, the most difficult part is the mental withdrawal, that knowing that you're going to be depressed, that you're going to be hopelessness. And this might not be the same thing, but just reading that, you know, when you go to a doctor and they're going to give you a needle shot, like a whatever shot they give you. Like, you know, every time they do it, you're scared. You close your eyes. You're like, oh, shit, it's going to hurt. You're so scared. Or is it just me? I'm like scared. I'm like a little kid when I have to get one of those and they have to take blood or they have to give me like a shot or something. I'm like scared. I close my eyes.
I had a problem with shots.
Really? I hate it. I'm like a little kid. I'm embarrassed every time because I look like a little kid doing all that. But that, I mean, I'm guessing that's what heroin withdrawal on the mental part is, but like 20 times worse because you know what's coming. And that's what they also said. The anticipation of the withdrawal is often worse than the actual thing. And another person wrote that you can't die from heroin withdrawal. So, like, I don't know if you remember Alicia was saying, Mom, like, he can die if he goes through. So they were saying no one has ever died from with heroin withdrawal.
But I think she was talking about he has seizures also.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Maybe that's a part of it. Or maybe not a part of it, but they know that that's what he has or he can have.
That's a possibility. And then also said it kind of feels like the flu. It's minor chills, which we saw he did. Look like he was sweating, minor chills, sweats, and diarrhea. So we didn't see him have diarrhea, but that might have been like too gross for TV, which is why they had him like throwing up. You know?
Cut that part out.
Yeah, that would have been TMI. But those are just some things. And it says the psychological part is the biggest.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's just some few things. If anyone wanted to hear about heroin withdrawal, there you have it.
I'm glad you looked it up.
Yeah. Okay. Next on our list, and actually I start writing so much likes down, they're not in order. But traffic, the view of the traffic, how crazy it was.
But yeah, as I mentioned last night, when we were in LA, the traffic was crazy.
Yeah.
It's like when we got on the highway in the middle of the day, we were in traffic. At night, we were in traffic.
Right.
I mean, it was just so much traffic.
It was crazy.
So I guess they're trying to make it look 10 times worse. But to the people that's living there, they're like, shit, that's what I go through every day coming home from work.
But in this case, it was literally like traffic for miles and miles and miles, it looked like.
Yeah.
So that's scary. It's kind of like a lesson. Do not go on the freeway if something ever, if like shit gets real in real life, you know?
Yeah. I mean, really, you're not safe anywhere. Yeah. Well, the only place you're safe is at home in your house.
Yeah. And then you need to board it up.
With the doors locked.
Yeah, I would say,
make sure,
like,
you're the only one there.
I'm in survivor mode all the time after watching these shows. I'm like, okay, if something real happens, you take the doors off of the rooms and start boarding up your windows. Use that. Because walkers can break a window and stuff. I don't know. I just think that way. All right, so another thing I liked was how we saw the neighbors and the police, water. You know, they were getting their water and they were preparing.
Yeah, the police knew what was about to go down.
Yeah. He still was on duty and he was like, fuck this. He taking the police car and everything.
There's a little, riot or whatever going on right beside him.
Yep.
Like, yeah, they can handle this. I'm out.
I got that. I like that. Travis saying that they need to get away from people. I like that.
That was smart.
Yeah. He's like, we need to go. I mean, he said it throughout the episode. The beginning, he's like, we need to go to a desert. And then even when they were locked in the barbershop, he's like, we cannot be around people. Because look how they're going. They're already acting. Even if they're not turned, they're acting crazy.
Well, that's one of those 50-50 things. Because, you know, you can be safer in a group if you have a group of people with you.
Yeah.
But then again, you could be safer by yourself. It all depends. Because, you know, right now they haven't got to the level of Walking Dead.
Right.
There's not people trying to kill people. And there's not people trying to take other people's food and stuff yet.
Yeah.
you know, they're fighting the cops right now because they're seeing injustice, what they think is injustice. Mm-hmm. Seeing cops just shooting people like 12 times in the head.
I would say they need to be around people, but not too many. You know, get your family, get your friends, get a core group of people that you trust, 20, 30 people, heck, maybe even 50. But once you start getting too many where it's everyone, no one's out there for each other, they're kind of out there for themselves, then that's when stuff starts getting a little scary.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, oh, you your family has bottled water, but my family doesn't. I'm going to take that shit from you. Type of thing.
Well, I can see that stuff happening just off back. Not yet.
We'll see. By the end of season.
Because I think it took a while for it to happen in The Walking Dead.
Okay.
You know, there was already walkers that they knew they were walkers. There was already walkers walking around. It was already like deserts.
Yeah.
They could barely find people.
That's true. All right. And so Nick also mentioning that no one's paying attention. He's listening to the radio and none of this is being brought up on the radio. I kind of even like they were one guy on the radio when he turned to one station. He's like, this is like the end of the world. And you thought he was talking about that. But then it had something to do with like a sport.
Yeah,
like
a baseball game or something.
Yeah. So I like that. It was a cute little small thing. And he was like, we need to tell our neighbors, which I agreed with. I didn't get why, which is kind of on my dislikes as well. But I didn't get why when they got home, they weren't telling at least their neighbors.
Because who's going to believe them? I mean, this is not a common thing, you know. What if somebody ran to you like, oh, shit, people turned to zombies over there?
Oh, I would either think they were crazy and be scared or think they were serious and be scared.
I don't think I would think anyone was serious that ran up to me, even after watching Walking Dead and a fear of Walking Dead.
Someone that you knew. Dead, someone that you knew never... came up to you, you still wouldn't believe them?
No, I would think it's a joke. I think it's a joke or I would think, oh, they must got a hold of their son's drugs.
Okay. I don't know. I think it would still been worth a try. At least that way when a zombie did attack them, it would be like, oh, I remember what they told me. I don't know. But... Hold on.
So they got to remember that why they get bit. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, the code tried to warn me.
I guess so. Whatever. But, all right. So another thing on our likes is Lisa. Lisa has a medical background. When she got home, she had on the scrub. So... I don't know if she's a doctor, a nurse. I mean, hell, she could be a dentist assistant, but her background, I think, is going to help them.
Yeah, she's needed.
Yes, definitely needed. So I like them showing her that small little bit with her uniform on, even though she hasn't mentioned anything yet about, you know, medical needs, but we know it's going to come in hand later.
Yeah, see, that's someone you need with you, someone with a medical background. Maybe somebody with a construction background.
Someone who knows how to fix cars.
Right, right. See, we'd probably get kicked out of the group.
Right. What do you bring to the
table? They don't need anybody, you know, commentating everything.
We podcast? Like, no. Beat it. You're gone.
You're out of here.
Yeah, we need to get some real life skills.
Yeah, we need to do something.
Learn how to change a tire or something.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you know how to change a tire.
Yeah, I know how to change a tire. That's about it.
Okay. Well, Alicia, another thing on my likes is Alicia had an iPhone 4. So at first I was laughing. I'm like, damn, why she got that old iPhone 4? No shade to anyone who still has an iPhone 4. But I was like, why she got an iPhone 4?
A lot of people have an iPhone 4.
Yeah, Gary, you do. Why you got that iPhone 4? But anywho, it came out in September. Excuse me, I can't talk today. It came out June 24, 2010. And someone on Twitter, and I wish I could give you credit because I only saw it when I was tweeting and stuff like that. So it was someone on Twitter had a screenshot. People are really good at paying close attention to these things.
Yeah.
And in the background of when Travis and his family were running, it had a date on there, and it was August 7th, 2010. And we mentioned last week, like, it has to be somewhere around 2010 because that's when Walking Dead came out. And I'm guessing Walking Dead was supposed to be present day.
Yeah.
So it's on or around August 7, 2010.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's why Alicia has that iPhone 4, because it just came out a few months before then.
Yeah, I'm glad they paid attention to detail.
Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, if you notice Travis's phone and Madison's phone, I wouldn't say old school, but it's not like the newest phones.
Yeah, no one has the Note 5 yet.
Yeah, no one has the Note 5.
Now, if I see somebody walking around with a Note 5... I'm calling bullshit.
If they got that Apple 6, I'm like, what? Come on. You lying. But yeah, that's why. So I kind of excuse that, and I actually put it in my light because I was like, good, paying close attention to detail on their part. All right, so last on our likes is Nick saving Leech's life, which we kind of mentioned earlier.
Yeah, kind of by accident.
Yes.
Well, I can't say accident. It's, I guess it was nature.
Nature.
Force of nature.
Force of nature. I'm repeating everything you're saying.
It's okay. It, you know, it makes it sound better.
Yeah.
It makes it sound like I know what I'm talking about. So keep repeating.
All right. Because, like, when Alicia walked out of the house, I'm like, she's a stupid little girl. Like, she's getting on my nerves. You know what I mean? And then when he started throwing up, I was like, oh, no, Nick can't die. And then, like, I guess she can kind of sense he was dying or something. Could she hear him throwing up? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it shot straight up in the air because he was laying on his back.
Yeah, but she was already outside and the door was closed.
I mean, a piece got on her.
Okay, well, I thought maybe she came back in because when she was outside, you could hear him say, he's going to kill you. Like, he was talking about Matt.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that's what turned around. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's going too far. He's going to kill me, you know? So
maybe.
Who knows?
She probably heard him.
Okay. Either way, it was cool.
Well, you know, you can't end a like list without talking about Tobias.
Yeah.
I mean, Tobias, he was on his A game.
He was. I mean, he made my dislikes list for some reason, but I do appreciate Tobias because he knew what he was talking
about. He did a
lot
of weird shit during this episode.
Right.
There was a lot of weird stuff going on. Like, yes. You know, him coming back for his butter knife.
Yes.
You know, like he don't have a million more at home.
Right.
Or he didn't pass like 10,000 houses or stores.
Yeah. But, and it's how did he get there? She drove him home. Well, I guess she drove him home because he had the food. So he might live close by to the school.
Well, did she drive him home afterwards?
Yeah, she drove him home after they left the school. So maybe she drove him because he had all that food.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, but that was like the weird part about it.
But now think about it. I didn't see him get no food out of her trunk when he got there. He just said, bye. Bye.
It just dipped out, didn't
it? Like, did you leave the food there? Come on.
Oh, man. They missed the detail.
They got another dislike now. But, yeah.
But, yeah, he made my likes list because he did his damn thing. You know, he was up on it. I mean, as soon as he saw, well, first of all, he's not a fool.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, leave Artie alone. He's gone. He's going. It's time to get out of here.
Yeah.
He kept calling her, trying to save her. And finally, when Madison kept walking up to him, like, Artie, I'll get you help. I mean, I was thinking in my head, like, what the hell is wrong with you? That's not Artie anymore.
Yeah. He had all that. Well, I don't know if she could see, but he had blood on the back of his shirt. But I don't know if there was blood on the front of his shirt.
Man, the dude was walking and drooling and stuff.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, that's already a bad sign.
People are calling him President Obama. That he looks like President Obama. Do you think there's some similarities there?
I mean, I guess as you said it, you know, I guess it is, you know, he probably could play him in a movie.
There's those ears, I'm thinking. Maybe the ears.
Maybe. But, yeah, he acted fast when, you know, he went to save Madison.
See, that made my dislike list.
I mean, was he supposed to let Madison die?
Yeah, because she was fooling around. Like, okay, so since we're there, I'll just say it on my dislike list. Like, he tried to open the door they came through. That was locked. Because I guess once it closed behind them, it locked. So I'll give it that. Then he tried to open the other door, and it was locked. Okay, dude, now stop talking to her about how that's not him. Say that shit while you run down the stairs. Why are you standing there with her? And then you attack with your butter knife? Your hand was bigger than your butter knife.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, like when he hit him with the butter knife, I couldn't even see the knife. I could only see his hand. The butter knife was so small.
Yeah.
So that's what I put as my dislike, because I was like, come on, that was dumb.
I mean, it was dumb. I mean, but hopefully you would stay and help me.
I mean, come on, you better come on.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's all the help I get.
No, I'm just saying, if every time someone acts stupid, you got to save them, now they're becoming a danger to you. You know,
Nicole, you kicked out the group.
No, when people do stupid stuff like that, letting walkers come up to you. How do you let a walker come up to you? He was walking that far away. He wasn't saying nothing.
I'm about to jot this down now for my apocalypse. End of time. Stay away from Nicole.
Stay away from Nicole.
She will not save you.
Yeah.
Is every man for himself.
Every man for himself. No, I mean, I wouldn't even be like that. But I'm like, dude, you better come on. Like, come on, you don't got time to be playing around asking somebody. If they're not talking, you got to go.
But you're right. See, I don't know what I would do. I don't know if I'll run or if I'll stay and try to just, come on.
Mm-hmm.
But I might do the same thing. I might say, come on, as I run. But when I see you get an attack or hear it, I may come back. I'm not going to say I may. I am going to come back. I'm going to come back and try to help you out a little bit.
Okay.
But hopefully, when I say come on, you're right behind me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's instinct, human nature to save yourself. You're trying to live. So when she to me, wasn't trying to live. Artie, why didn't you say that as you walked away? Like, I don't know. She could have went down the stairs, and then she went down the stairs. She probably would have saw him just trip the stairs, because he probably wouldn't have been able to walk properly down the stairs.
Yeah, I mean, she haven't learned her lesson from Calvin.
From Calvin, was that right?
And so, she did the same thing. Calvin, come here, Calvin. Is that you?
Give yeah.
No.
Let him get all on her. Almost got bit. So I thought that scene was a little, it was in my dislikes. It might not necessarily be a dislike on the show. It was the dislike of the character's actions.
Okay.
So it might just be needed for the show. Sometimes it makes a good show when you get pissed off at the characters. So.
Yeah.
One of my dislikes is Matt getting bit. It was like, who bit him? Why? Where did they go? Why'd he lie in bed after getting bit? Why didn't he go get help? At least go to the neighbors. Why you go, oh, I got bit on my shoulder. Where'd the walker go after they bit you? You know?
Yeah.
They bit him on the shoulder, and he's like, okay, thanks. You got a nibble. I'm going to walk away. You walk your way. Where did they go?
I mean, maybe it bit him outside, and he just made it in the house and closed it. Well, the door wasn't closed.
The door was wide open. So if they bit him somewhere outside, who gets bit and sees a large chunk of their arm missing and goes home?
And lay down.
Like, oh, shit, I'll get through it. Like, no, you would go to the hospital if you got bit like that by a human being.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh, a human being. Say he did get out of it. He got out of it, but he ran home instead.
Yeah, if a human being started biting me or something, I'm going to think he had rabies or something.
Yeah, I'd be scared as heck.
Right.
So I didn't like that. And then also the same thing with Artie. Artie was the only one at the school. Well, we'll see, because we do have a listener letter that said they think someone else was there as well. But who bit Artie, and where did they go?
Yeah, true.
Because he was obviously bit because he had blood all over him, so he's been doing something.
Yeah.
There's something tragic happened there.
I mean, people are just coming up with bites on him.
Yeah.
But there's no telling if Artie got bit, he just had blood on his back. He could have tripped, fell, landed on something. Anything could have happened. He could have died in the school, been there by himself.
Okay. I will give it that. But if he tripped and fell, like, busted his head, he would have died. He wouldn't have came back because his head would have been busted.
Well, he could have broke his neck. I don't know.
But where did the blood come from still?
Because he fell on a fork in the cafeteria. I don't know. I wasn't there. Okay. I'm just saying there could be some other scenarios.
All right. So one of my biggest dislikes of the episode was when the parents did not grab Alicia when she was, you know, at Matt's bedside.
Right.
I was like, are they serious right now?
Yeah, they should have grabbed her.
Grabbed her by her little collar, by her arm, and said, girl, if you don't get your butt over here. Like, I didn't get that at all. It's to me, it's the same as if you see your child, they're outside, you're outside playing with them, they're playing with the ball, and the ball runs into the street. The child goes, I want to go get it, mommy. Okay, well, I don't think it's a good idea, but okay. No, if your child's running the street, you would grab them because it's your responsibility as a parent to protect your child. So, yeah, your child might be mad later, like, dang, mom, why'd you grab me like that? You embarrassed me, or you kind of hurt my neck when you did it. And it's like, I kind of might have scratched you a little when I grabbed you by accident, but it's better than the car running you over.
Yeah, no parent in this world is going to let their child go near Matt.
Right.
Yo, even if, you know, it wasn't a Walking Dead.
Yeah.
If a guy came to the door, your daughter's friend, with that chapped lips like that, with slob coming all down, with all the white crust foaming and stuff, You gonna shut the door on him.
Yeah.
You gonna tell your daughter never play with him again.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Mm-mm.
So you see your daughter going to give him a hug, you'll grab her. Now stay away from him.
He is not using chapstick. You don't want to be with a guy that does not use chapstick.
I mean, this guy was sweating, drooling, foaming.
He was gross.
Everything.
It was sad. It was gross. But it was that really pissed me off when Alicia's like, what's going on with you guys? Are you guys crazy? I'm like,
no, what? Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
Do you see him right now?
Yeah. I mean, I understand it's young love. They want to portray that young love. And I don't.
The love is gone.
I don't really.
If I ever see one of my girlfriends like that, you know, when I was younger, if I ever went to the house and saw her like that, love is over.
That's crazy.
It's no more love.
I don't mind Alicia's reaction because we've already established that she's kind of like that bratty teenager that obviously does not listen to her parents. But I am disappointed with the mom's reaction or her non-reaction. Like, Alicia, get away from him. Like, no, go up there and grab Alicia. You because yeah. I mean, even though we know that she can't get infected or whatever just by touching him. I was thinking of something else. She can't get infected just by touching him because he would have to. I mean, that blood would have to touch her. Whatever the case was.
Yeah.
But they don't know that. So since they don't know that, to me, their reaction was not a real reaction.
Yeah, it wasn't real at all. Because, you know, he looked like he had a flu or something contagious.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because if just being on the inside or whatever, not being on the outside looking in, being on the inside, if I just saw that person, yeah, I would think, okay, they just probably had the flu or something. And at the same time, you wouldn't want your daughter hugging up on him because you don't want her to get sick. And even I know her excuse was, oh, whatever he got, I have two now. Like, we don't know that for sure. Still walk away, you know?
Yeah, she need to walk away because you don't want what he got.
Yeah, definitely.
Even if he didn't get bit by a walker.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to your girlfriend's house, boyfriend's house, and they're sitting there sweating and their lips, the foam, white stuff all around their lips. Gross. Yeah, you don't want that.
Not at all.
That's not the regular flu.
Yeah, that's some special flu. That's some, like, I don't know, some special flu that you just don't know if it has a cure or not to it.
Yeah, that's something different.
Yeah. All right, next, Madison, she also made my dislike list with her not wanting to stock up on food. Like, when they were at the school, and Tobias is like, oh, let's get some food. And she's like, nah, we got food at home. Like, how long do you think your food at home is going to last you? You know?
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, when it snows here, people hurry up and go to the store and get their bread, milk, eggs, because they don't know if they're going to be in the house for several days. So here, you know some stuff is about to get real. You guys are talking about going to the desert. Stock up on some food.
Yeah, take something with you.
Yeah.
One thing Tobias said, and I looked it up after he said it. He said, when stuff gets real and about to go down, start rioting, when people start looting, the first thing they do is raid pharmacies. The second thing is liquor stores, gun shops, and then regular stores.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this can't be. They just threw some stuff out there.
Right.
But actually, he was correct. He's right.
Really?
I looked it up, the statistics, and the pharmacies, liquor stores are the first things raided. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I guess if you're, I'm not going to say a bad person, but think about how much people get hurt or get sick, you know? So they might need that medicine, and the people that may go and take it first, they may feel like, hey, I can trade this for food later, but in bundles. Someone's dying. I can give them this antibiotic for two loaves of bread.
But I'm talking about, like, in real life, though. I'm not talking about when the apocalypse happened.
Oh.
I'm talking about, like, when something real go down in L.A. or something, or here in Georgia, anywhere in the world, that people raid the pharmacies. I mean, they're not thinking about trading. They're probably thinking about getting high.
Okay.
Or they probably have a loved one that needs the medicine.
Yeah.
So I can't say all of them are trying to get high, but some of them are.
Right. Okay.
And then start raiding the liquor stores. I mean, somebody trying to get their booze on.
Yeah, makes sense. Liquor's expensive, the good kind.
Yeah, but I could just think of some better stuff to loot, though.
I would loot food and groceries and, like, water. I would go to the store, the grocery store, maybe a Walmart. Probably not a Walmart.
Yeah, if it's worth looting, that something's going down, something's real about to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to hit the grocery stores first. Like we said last night, you know, don't go grab an Xbox.
Right.
Don't go grab the big screen TV because those things are not going to save you.
Not going to do any good.
Don't go to the car dealership. Well, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Get a minivan for the family, yeah. An RV. Yeah. RV did the Walking Dead pretty good for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. That may be a good one.
Yeah.
So if you listen to us, go to the dealership first.
And get your RV.
Get you something that you can stock up.
All right. So we kind of already mentioned this, but one of the last dislikes I had is Tobias coming back to the school for his butter knife. Although he may have came back for the food. But him coming back to school for his butter knife, it was just kind of, like, seriously to me.
That was just weird.
Yeah. It was definitely weird. And then not only that, when Madison dropped him off at home, there was a car in the parking lot. Or in the,
driveway.
Driveway. So his parents or somebody was home, and why didn't he drive that car? Just his storyline is just a little weird.
Yeah, they just kept throwing him in there. They even on the first episode, they were just throwing him in places.
Right.
Like when he came with the butter knife. I thought that was just weird.
I did too.
And then this episode right here contradicted the first episode. Like he said we were better in groups. He don't want to be alone.
Right. But you just came to the school alone.
Alone to the school.
When you know no one's there.
You came to the school when no one was there to get your butter knife.
Yeah, it didn't make no sense. Unless he came for the food, but still. Why'd you come alone?
But no, but even if he came for the food, he stopped by and said, I needed my butter knife. Well, he didn't say butter knife, but you know.
Yeah.
He stopped by and said, I'm going to need my knife back. So that lets me know that his first mission was getting that knife.
Right.
When he just left the house.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you didn't grab another knife from the house to walk with?
No, you're right there.
I mean, you walk all the way there scared to go get a weapon when you had all the weapons at home.
No, I agree with you. I definitely agree with you.
And then what you just brought up is when he got out of the car, he didn't take none of them cans or anything with him.
Yeah. You did all that. You almost died and you didn't even get the cans.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was dumb. Some small dislikes.
Well, you know what? Maybe when all that ruckus happened and he had to fight for his life and all that other stuff, maybe he forgot about the cans. Maybe he left it at the school.
How do you forget about the cans? They were just up the stairs.
I mean, he almost lost his life. He ain't thinking about that food right now.
Okay. And actually, the school seems like a perfect place to hide right now, because when it showed it again, it was empty.
No, I don't think it's a perfect place to hide.
You don't?
Like you said, there could be chances they already did get bit by something. Or, I mean, like I said, maybe he didn't. But you never know. I wouldn't take my chances.
Okay. And another, I forgot to mention this in our likes, a small like I liked. At the end, when they were just showing each scene, I liked how it showed Matt's family had came back.
Yeah.
And their trunk of the car was open and their luggage was there. So you can assume Matt did die. He turned and he probably attacked his family.
Yeah.
So now there's three walkers instead of one.
Or not. I mean, they didn't show it. Maybe his family came home and saw him looking like that and just never came back out for their luggages.
Yeah, but what do you think they did while they were inside?
Maybe they're right now trying to, I guess, nurse him to health. I don't know.
Dude is turned.
Maybe they're hugging him like, oh, my baby.
You know, okay. Well, if he hasn't turned yet, he'll be turning within the next 24 hours.
Yeah, they're dead. I'm trying to bring some light to the show. I don't want to be all depressing and stuff. But yeah, right. Yeah, we know they're gone.
Okay, so another dislike, and it wasn't really a dislike of mine per se, but I'll just bring it up because it has been big on social media, people talking about it. But The Walking Dead has been known to kill off black people a lot, especially in the original Walking Dead. And last week when they killed off Calvin, I didn't really even think like, oh my gosh, they killed off black guy. I just thought like, oh shit, I liked Calvin kind of. He would have been like a good, you know, good villain on the show. But then this week when Artie died and Matt died.
Oh, you know, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. People were talking about it all online.
Were they the only ones in the show that died?
No, they're not, because the homeless guy technically died and he was not black. And then the girl, the white girl with the like the dreads or whatever she had, the little hippie girl that the police lady shot.
But I'm talking
about, she was dead, actually. Well,
I'm talking about people who they introduced us to.
Oh, people that they introduced us to, yeah, so far. I mean, well, if you count that neighbor across the street that may have gotten attacked, that girl, that lady.
Yeah, she may not be.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, so far we've seen Calvin die. We've seen Matt die. We've seen Artie's dead.
Yeah.
Some people say Gloria. Remember when Nick first saw Gloria, she was biting on a black man's face.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man. So,
yeah. It's hard out there. So I didn't want to just bring it up because that discussion has been so big on social media.
Man, maybe we don't want apocalypse.
I know.
Maybe we're not built for that.
Not built for that shit.
Yeah, we're not built to survive out in the wilderness and stuff.
I don't know. They haven't had any black girls on there. So we'll have to see. Michonne is surviving pretty damn strong, and so is Sasha.
Yeah, they're surviving. Yeah. They're surviving. Yeah.
But I will say I don't want to kind of talk bad about the show only for that, because we're only in the second episode, so we don't know what other characters they're going to bring in. Not to mention, look at all the other characters of color that's on the show.
Yeah.
Travis, I don't know what race he is, but he is of color. He has something in him.
Yeah, Travis is Spanish.
Oh, is that what he is?
Yeah.
Okay, he's something. And then, not Nick, Chris, Lisa, the people at the barbershop.
Yeah.
And then Nick kind of looks like he has a little something in him.
Yeah.
I looked him up. Actually, he's British.
Travis was in a movie. It was like a, what's the name of that movie? Like a mafia movie.
He was in Gang Related.
Gang Related.
I think that's a TV show.
No. What's that? Was it a TV show or a movie?
I don't know, actually.
Well, whatever it was. In the movie, he was Mexican.
Oh, okay.
So maybe he's Mexican.
Maybe he is. Maybe. I need to look it up. Yeah. You know, well, they have people play all different
races. That's what I'm saying. They have people play I mean, I could play something else. Yeah, not really.
Yeah, they had Angelina Jolie play. Well, remember, they had Angelina Jolie play a black lady or something
like that.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
But if you guys have not seen Tropic Thunder, that is so funny. Remember Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr.
He played black.
Played a black guy, yeah.
That was cool. That's funny. Yeah, that Anywho, funny. I mean, I'm not going to talk bad about it right now. I do want to just bring it out so later on I can be like, oh, we did touch on that way back in episode 2. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I mean, I don't watch, and actually a coworker, he even texted me earlier and he was like, another black guy dies. And I was like, you know what? That's all good, because I don't watch the show because there's a black guy. I watch it because I just love that whole zombie thing. Although, yes, it's cool to see different people on there.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes.
And you know, Kevin would have been somebody cool to keep on the show.
Calvin? Yeah. I loved him. I mean, we only saw like 2 scenes with him, but I did like him.
We saw the sneakiness of him, mm-hmm. evil. He would have been good to have in the group. He would have been like a T-Dog.
He would have been ashamed. Yeah. T-Dog. No, see, as long as they don't have anyone else named T-Dog. Like, when we first start watching Walking Dead, I was like, did they really just call that dude T-Dog? Yeah,
we laughed for a long time.
Like, are they serious?
Yeah.
What's that show, Clifford the Big Red Dog? Isn't there a character on there named T-Dog?
T-Bone.
Oh, T-Bone. Either way, but I think his name was T-Dog in the comic book or the graphic novel.
Yeah.
So, but either way.
I mean, it probably was made a long time ago.
That was a big mistake. They should have changed it for the sake of the show.
Yeah.
That will always hurt them. But anywho, we have a listener letter today. So if you guys want to give your feedback in and let us know what you think, we can discuss it on the podcast. We greatly appreciate it because it's real fun to talk about, to hear other people's point of view.
So yeah, today, we love it.
Yep, we love it. We have an email from Abby and she wrote, "Hi, Nicole and Gary. I first started listening to your podcast when I stumbled onto your Wayward Pines podcast."
Cool.
Go back and listen if y'all haven't listened. It was our second podcast. "I've been listening to you guys ever since and even decided to watch Ballers because I love your podcasting style." Oh my gosh. That's so sweet.
That is. That's nice.
That's very nice. Thank you. It means a lot to me, seriously. Like when we get off, I'm going to scream and be like, text my mom. Someone likes us. They really like us. All right. Actually, my mom doesn't even know what podcasting is. I tried to explain like 100 times and she's just not getting it. So she'd be like, what are you talking about?
Get a real job.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean? Okay, whatever. She'll change the subject real quick. All right, now onto this week's episode of Fear the Walking Dead. I actually really enjoyed this episode, but I have to say, I'm really irritated with how they're portraying Maddie. Maddie's Madison. She literally just saw Calvin try to attack her and get hit by a truck twice and move around.
Right.
She was even ready to leave Matt to die, but she wants to try to talk to Artie and get him some help. That is a good point.
That's what I said. She haven't learned her lesson.
Yeah. She let Matt, a little kid, well, not a little kid, but a child. I was thinking that, like, damn, they're just going to leave him there. Part of me thought that because, like I said, they don't know that what's happening, technically speaking. Yeah. But at the same time, we know, yes, go ahead and leave him there.
Yeah.
But, you know, real life, would you just leave a kid there sick? You know, a kid's sick?
No, that's an excellent point.
You know?
I didn't even think about that.
I mean, he's not a little kid, but still, he's a person that's
sick.
Yeah,
he's a child.
Yeah, he's a child. She said, if Tobias would have died because of her, I would have been mad. And I said that, too. I said that in her instant cast. Like, what the hell? Is she serious? Tobias should have slapped her afterwards. I mean, it was like, you almost made me die. See, Tobias, this is what happens when you try to save somebody that doesn't want to be saved. Because she playing over here. Artie, she almost got him killed.
Yeah, telling Artie, they get him help.
Right.
That's crazy.
And then she wrote, "Who do you think walked into the school while Maddie and Tobias were leaving with all that food?" So I don't remember. We watched it twice.
You know what? I guess I'm gonna watch it a third time.
I guess we'll have to watch it a third time because I didn't see anyone walk into the school. And she continued, "I was confused because whoever it was came through the front door because the metal detector went off."
Oh, she's right.
Really?
Yeah.
So they did leave with the food then?
Well, I remember the detector going off.
Okay.
So someone else did walk into school.
And then they must have some type of...
Remember every time somebody walked through school, there's a metal detector that goes off?
Mm-hmm.
And while they were in there, when they were leaving, someone did walk in.
Is this before they confronted Artie or Artie confronted them?
No, I heard the metal detector go off while they were in the room. So I don't know if it went off again when they were leaving.
Oh, I know what you guys are talking about. I thought that was just like the music of the show. I kept thinking when they were in the hallway chasing them, pushing the tray down, the cart down with the food. Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
Okay. I didn't know that was the metal detector. I thought that was part of the music. And I was like, that was a weird choice of music that the show was using.
No, that was actually the metal detector going off. But I thought it was Artie.
Okay. Well, when they were heard that breathing, when they were in that room and they heard all that breathing, I knew that was Artie. But the metal detector, quote unquote metal detector sound, I thought it was just part of the music.
No, it's actually somebody coming in.
Okay, I'll have to watch it again.
Or going out.
That is kind of scary. And then who was it?
I don't know.
Because maybe Artie did get to stab them. No, I don't know. I was going to say it's a walker, but why would the walker not have finished eating Artie?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe someone killed Artie that wasn't a walker. It could have been a student.
Okay. Now, that makes sense. Maybe they stabbed Artie because we did not see a bite wound. Maybe they stabbed him to death. Like, hey, what are you doing here? A bad kid. They stabbed him to death. He came back to life. And then they walked out with whatever weapon they had.
Yeah, but if you think about it, when Walking Dead first started, it took people. They didn't just come back to life after they got stabbed or something. It kind of, the season had to go on before we started seeing that. That people coming back to life instantly. But remember, people were just dying.
Well, technically speaking, we saw it in season two when Shane and the other guy that they that Shane killed, broke his neck. I forgot the kid's name. Remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So it may have happened in season one, but the opportunity for it to happen, it never happened.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. No one ever died naturally that we saw to be able to come back to life.
Okay. You're right.
I think. Also, how did Tobias show up right when she came back to the school? Was he going to break into the school just to get that little knife? Abby, you already heard us. You already heard us. Yeah. Like, it was ridiculous. They should have did a bigger knife. They really should have.
Man, they should have did a knife.
Yeah, they shouldn't have did a knife.
He should have came to school with his parents' gun or something.
Yeah, that no, because she would have definitely had to suspend him with a gun.
You never know. She's probably one of those cool teachers. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I'm saying it would have made more sense for him to come back for it.
Yeah. I bet a gun, like, it would have ended that way if he brought a gun to school.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe
he
not.
Been in he would have been in juvenile hall right now. But yeah, we thought that same thing. Also, I don't understand why Maddie didn't just tell Alicia what was going on instead of just telling her not to go outside. Alicia knows something isn't right, and since people are turning to walkers left and right, it's better that she knows everything now instead of later. I can't wait to hear the podcast, Abby.
Even though we talked through this letter and gave our two cents, thank you very much for writing this.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate this letter. And thank you for listening to Wayward Pine.
And Ballers.
Oh, and Ballers, yeah. You made a lot of good points.
Yes.
A lot of excellent points. And me and Nicole, we were talking about that. Like, did he come back for that little butter knife?
Mm-hmm.
And why would he come back for that? He had to come back for something more than that.
Maybe. Maybe the food. Maybe the food.
I mean, yeah. Like, you're right. Maybe he did come back for the food, but he's like, oh, while I'm in here, let me grab my butter knife.
Right.
It is a long walk home. I don't know. That's just a weird scene. They just, like I said, they just keep throwing him in places that just don't make any sense.
Right.
Because it didn't make any sense for them to put him in there. That was like a Twilight Zone type scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you had a crazy guy mumbling, saying some stuff about to go down. Oh, yeah, they're coming for us.
Yeah.
And they put him in that just to be that crazy person.
Mm-hmm. Or that no one believes.
That no one believes. When that's been done like a million times. We didn't need to see that. And then, you know, he had a little butter knife with him. We definitely didn't need to see that.
Nope.
You know, that made us question him for real.
Right.
Like, I mean, this is not the brightest guy. But then when they threw him back into school, come on.
Yeah. We'll see.
They could have did better than that. They should have had a different student come there and say they were coming for food. Or they left something there. They left their medication there.
Right. Something.
So, it could have been something better.
And then why, as far as Maddie didn't tell Alicia what was going on, I think she was trying to protect her as a parent, maybe.
That's not how you protect your kid.
Well, I guess she's old. Like, little kids, I probably wouldn't tell little kids. Like, oh, shit's getting real. But with her age, I probably would be like, okay, let me tell you what's happened so far to us today. You know? I would say that much. At the same time, I think now that the episode ended, the where it ended with Maddie not letting Alicia go outside.
Yeah.
And Alicia asking, like, what is going on? I think next episode, we'll see that she has told Alicia. You can't keep that long.
Yeah, hopefully.
You know? Hopefully. So we'll see. I think she's going to tell her. I think she's going to, by the next episode, they'll probably have already, it'll probably not even show her telling her. It'll probably be the end of the conversation. And then Alicia's saying, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe it. You know?
Man, hopefully Maddie's still alive in 2 weeks.
She'll be alive.
I don't want to go back in 2 weeks. They said, oh yeah, she died on the off show. Died on the week off.
She died off of Labor Day while y'all were gone.
Yeah, she went to befriend a walker again.
Yeah.
Tried to save another one.
So thank you so much, Abby, for writing. If you guys want to be part of the podcast and just let us know your feedback, what you're thinking, send it to us, dead@theverdictsend.com. That's dead@theverdictsend.com.
Yeah. Now, to our award.
To our awards. And well, I have a dilemma.
Well, first off, Nicole was right last week when she said Matt was going to die.
Yep.
You know, Matt got the
most
likely to die. So Nicole was right. I thought it was going to be Maddie. Because after she pulled that stupid shit last week, you know, I just knew she was going to die.
Right.
And then I see she pulled the same stupid shit again this week.
Yep.
But, hey, you know, some people have 9 lives. Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah. Same.
I mean, she was having an extended contract with the show.
Right.
Like she can't die just yet. I don't know.
She's like a Rick Grimes, sort of, kind of.
Right. And last week, our
I
Ain't Fearing Shit award went to Nick.
Nick.
Which, it was well deserved.
Yes.
You know, Nick, you know, he was on, now we find out he was on heroin, so that's even worse. Well, I thought he was on crack. You know, that's bad enough. But now he was on heroin.
Yeah.
And he made all the moves.
Yeah.
Man. He deserved that award.
He was a badass last week.
Yeah.
Today he was on the dugout. Is that what they call it?
He was on the dugout. Yeah.
But, you know, he'll be back next week.
He'll be back.
Even though Gary did mention, they're like, he better not just have that one withdrawal and it be over. Like, we're not saying we need to see him having withdrawals, but for it to be more realistic, I think he needs to have a withdrawal again, like episode 4.
I thought the withdrawal was like a little too short for me.
Yeah.
Because the mother only been gone for what? Like 2 hours, 3 hours.
Okay.
And when she got back home, he said, oh, yeah, I'm okay now. No, we almost saw you die just a second ago.
Yeah, but maybe the withdrawals isn't like a constant thing. Like, I threw up. It's 10 minutes of relief. And then, you know, he would have got sick again.
I seen New Jack City. Okay. I know Pookie was on the bed all night.
Well, they say
she had the whole Pookie hair for like a whole 2 days. So
they say withdrawal, how it shows portrayed on TV, is not always how it is realistically.
Okay, all right.
So if you want to write in and tell us what your withdrawal experiences are, not trying to be funny or anything like that, do so. We won't like say your name. We can be anonymous. Just, you know, so we won't be ignorant as far as if we're laughing at the wrong thing. You know, if we're like, come on, that's not realistic.
Right, right.
So,
why you got to take it there? Get so serious with
you. Oh, I don't want to hurt people's feelings. Like, they're listening to us and, like, they think that shit's funny.
Yeah, now I feel bad.
Okay. Sorry.
All right, let's move on. Let's get to the
Let's get to the awards. The Ain't Fair and Shit Awards. Okay.
All right. You got two?
I have two, and Gary said I need to do...
We need to have a runner-up and a winner.
Yeah. All right, so my two, I wrote down, even though I talked a lot of shit about them this episode, it went to Madison and Tobias.
All right, who's the runner-up?
It's hard. Who do you think?
I'm definitely not giving it to Madison.
You're not?
I don't think she deserves to be mentioned in this.
I thought when she killed Artie, I mean, you have to think of it as we're looking on the outside looking in. We know what she has to do. But, like, to kill someone that you just saw yesterday and they're perfectly fine and... Yeah, they just tried to attack you. And then she's not like she's killing him with a gun. It's kind of far away. Like, I mean, she beat him to death.
I mean, she don't deserve I Ain't Fearing Shit award. She deserves a I Didn't Learn Shit award. Because she didn't learn from last week when Kevin almost killed her ass. So she gets the I Ain't Learn Shit award.
All right. Well, then I will give the I Ain't Fearing Shit award to Tobias.
And I agree.
Okay. Tobias, although I don't think it was smart of him to, you know, try to attack Artie with that butter knife. That was dumb. Don't ever try to attack someone again with a butter knife. But he was the first person to say, hey, this stuff is getting real out here. He even told Madison to stay away from Artie. So, and he got canned foods. He was thinking smart in that aspect. But
I mean, he's just a badass, period.
Yeah.
I mean, we're laughing at him, but we know Michonne had a machete.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy has a butter knife.
Yep, and he ain't scared.
He's not scared to use it.
And he even declined Madison's offer to go with him, which is kind of stupid, but at the same time smart.
Well, like I said, it was contradicting, because last episode he said we need to stick together.
Yeah.
In this episode, he like, nah. Well, I guess he got his taste. He got to use the butter knife, so he's feeling himself right now.
Yeah.
Like, nah, you didn't see how I just saved you a minute ago?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you no more.
Michelle's machete seems like a good idea, because it's so long, it gives you a few feet away from them. Like, I wouldn't want to get that close.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why Tobias is a badass.
Okay.
He want to get up close and personal.
Yeah.
with something dull.
Yeah.
He don't need a sharp knife. He's doing it with his little dull butter knife. Badass.
Okay.
I ain't fearing shit award. Tobias.
Tobias. Congratulations, Tobias. If you're listening to this, let us know and we will send you a nice tweet.
We will send you a new butter knife.
And we'll send you a new butter knife.
Now, if you agree with me and Nicole's decisions to give Tobias the I Ain't Fearing Shit award, let us know. If you have somebody else in mind that should have got it, let us know.
Yep. You can email us, tweet us at The Verdicts In, or Facebook us, facebook.com/verdictsin. And then our most likely to die.
Next episode, most likely to die. I want to go with Madison again.
Okay.
her contract can't be that long. You know, she can do some stupid shit.
She does, but I think she's smartened up now. Like, okay, she did it with Calvin. She did it with Artie. She's not going to let that shit. I mean, because look, she did protect Alicia this time from going outside. She didn't go and check on the neighbor. So I think she's smartened up now.
I hope so. But we'll see.
We can't accept it much longer.
Yeah.
I gave it to Mrs. Salazar, the wife at the barbershop. And I know we didn't really even talk about them in our likes or dislikes, really. But I gave it to her. Just something about her. I guess she's older. She just seems weak. She doesn't look like she would fight. Do you know what I mean?
So you're saying she's the one to go next episode?
Yeah, I think she's going to go next episode. I think she's going to die. Mrs. Salazar.
Okay. Yeah, I guess they didn't build her up. She saved them, let them in. Well, she didn't save them, but she agreed to let them in. And they didn't build her up enough for us to get to like her or get to know her. So,
right. So I have a feeling she's going to die.
They may sacrifice her.
Yep.
I'm still feeling Maddie, though.
Okay. I don't think it's going to happen. Not this season.
It better happen. After we saw her do that stupid shit, it better happen.
But we will see.
We'll see.
Just a reminder, there is no new episode next week on Sunday because it's Labor Day weekend, which we did not agree with on that decision. So check us back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think they should have started the show after Labor Day. You can't take 2 weeks off after two episodes of a new show.
Yeah, the only reason I think they did it is because Walking Dead starts October 11th, so the way the episodes are geared up. But it would have still been cool because I think when the episode ends, or when the season ends, Walking Dead might come on the week after. I need my calendar. But it would have been cool with a week break in between the season ending and Walking Dead beginning. But we'll see. It may be like that. I just don't have a calendar in front of me. I just know October 11th, or is it October 4th? No, it's October 11th. Walking Dead comes back on. And it will be on the same feed, our podcast, for that. So check us out there as well.
Yes, stay tuned.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Like we said already, you can send any of your feedback, thoughts, comments, whatever, to dead@theverdictsin.com. And this is one of our newest podcasts. So go on iTunes and like and subscribe and leave us a review and rating as well. Thank you so much. I'm Nicole.
Thank you. I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.